Hello, audio boo persons. It is I, Jeff Shang, Jeffrey Robert Shang, absent from audio boo land for a disgraceful 5 weeks and half a day. I believe the last audio boo that I recorded was on the morning of the 8th of July, the morning after we had to take our dash into the air raid shelters. No, actually, hang on, brain not working. Must have been the 9th of July. Still, I'm pretty sure it was the Wednesday. Anyway, so I apologise for my absence. It has been a very, very, very interesting 5 weeks. If you're not following the awesome, wonderful, lovely, beautiful Calm Water 73 on Audio Boo, then you really have to ask yourself why. Because apart from the fact that she is awesome and beautiful and excellent and funny and all those sorts of things, she's also actually been doing boos, some of which I have cameo appearances on. And so if you want to catch up with what I have been neglecting to boo about, then you can find some of it there. I have many excuses why I've not done boos, but I don't have any real good reasons. We do finally have internet where we're staying, so I have no excuses anymore. So let's see if I can quickly summarise the last 5 weeks. So the last day that I did an audio boo was the morning after we ran to the bomb shelter, if I remember correctly. The day after that, we decided we were going to bring forward our trip to the UK. 2 days after that, we actually went to the UK. You can imagine what those 2 days were like. We stayed one night in London because we arrived in London on Saturday evening. It was too late to go anywhere. And then we, on Sunday, took the train up to Sheffield and stayed with Claire and Dominic until the Saturday. They're actually coming up here at the end of the week. On that Saturday, we took the train up to Edinburgh and we stayed with Amy, DG Fan 1, on Audio Boo, in her lovely new house in Edinburgh from the Saturday evening through to the Thursday. And then we stayed a night in a hotel in Edinburgh because we had already paid for it. So we decided we would go there. It's a 5-star hotel. It was quite nice, really. The staff were very nice, if perhaps some of them were a little eccentric, but they were certainly very helpful. Not a cheap place to stay, but we got ourselves an excellent price because we booked months ago. And even the staff said, wow, you got such a good price. Anyway, so yeah, it was fun. And we had all sorts of fun and games trying to figure out how to work the various bits of equipment there. That was anyway. Then the next day we got the train up to Inverness, and that was a whole saga to do with no air conditioning and no Wi-Fi and windows that wouldn't open and all sorts of terrible things. You should check out Nama's Boo about that one. Then we stayed in a Brendan from the hey.
The people deciding where we should be.
There, yes, exactly. What was that?
That was me shutting the washing machine door.
Oh, okay. Then we caught. Then we stayed in Inverness from the Friday evening through to the Tuesday. It was going to be Wednesday. It was a bit of a long saga. Anyway, I'm sure you can listen to Bruce about that. During that time, we did a number of interesting things, including went to dinner at a number of very nice places. I have to say, I was very pleased with the standard of food in Inverness. Maybe we just struck it lucky, but we did well. Nama got a massage from a really great place in Inverness, and if we get an opportunity, we may go back there. Not on this trip, though, probably. And we also visited the Loch Ness Visitor Centre at Drumnadrochit, and also the Culloden Field, which was an extremely eerie place. And Nama booed from there as well. And then on the Tuesday, we drove over here to Skye. We went down to the college and to try and get all our ducks put in a row, and they couldn't have been more helpful. It was they're really, really good here at this college. They're really, really great. We had an interesting time, a turbulent time, at the bed and breakfast that we were staying in up near the bridge, the Skye Bridge, which I'm sure we'll tell you about. But we did find a lovely restaurant up there, not a cheap place, but very nice, and the people there were very nice, the staff there are great. We had some run-ins with supermarket deliveries. We'll tell you, you will hear all about that if you care to look. And then on Saturday, the 2nd of August, we made our way down here to this cottage that we have right down near the college on the Slate Peninsula on Skye. And it's a lovely little cottage. And we've been here for, a week and a half now. And Nama's done one of her courses and is in the middle of the second one. The first one was excellent. The second one, well, maybe not so much. But it's also been tarnished by the fact that she's had a cold and stuff like that. And now I'm a bit worried that I might come down with it, but we'll see how that goes. Nama's determined that I won't have it. Rosie threw up the other night, so that was fun. And we really, really, really like it. It is so quiet here, it's unbelievable. Except when we put our clothes dryer on, it's a bit loud then. As I say, we had fun and games with the internet on Nama's phone as well. Anyway, got that sorted out. The account got into a weird state, and then we rung up to ask them about the weird state, and then they said they fixed it and they actually broke it so that nothing worked at all. No internet data anyway. So we were using mobile internet for about 10 days here, which might sound okay, except the coverage is quite patchy. So, fortunately we have internet at the college, which is good. We got the internet on here yesterday. We didn't do it. It was connected. It was done by the owner of cottages because most of the other places around here have internet. So if you don't have it,
other people do things running around.
Yes.
Game center turn. Lost cities. Six cards made up to 1967.
Yeah, sorry about that. Game center notifications and all that. And so there we are. Tomorrow we're going on a tour to, or going on a visit to a whiskey distillery. Whiskey distillery. Am I hoping to record that? I should look at that in a minute. Last week we recorded stuff from the Cayley. I forgot to mention that time we were in Inverness the night before we came to Skye, we went over and had an evening with Fiona and Donald, who are lovely people, and their doggies. And we tried to murder a set of bagpipes, and I think maybe the bagpipes won. it's quite funny, at least. You should check that boo out on Nama's timeline if you don't check out the other one. It's hilarious. And then check out the first one from the Cayley if you want to hear some real good bagpipe playing, because that's just awesome. Oh. That's just amazing. So, there we are. That's a very brief summary.
That's as good as we did.
Yes. That's a very brief summary of the last 5 weeks. I'm leaving out an awful lot, but it's been a lovely time. We're having a great time. We know that this time will go too quickly. There's lots more to do in this trip, obviously, but this is the best part of it, I'm sure. And we extended our trip by a week at this stage because we decided we didn't want to have to rush off Canna. And leave there early, so we're staying there a bit longer. There might be a concert going on there and stuff as well, so that'll be fun. So we'll be on Canna for a week now, or 8 days, which will be kind of interesting. Anyway, sorry?
Should be good.
Yes, it should. So, yes, that's about it. It is just after 10 o'clock. It's still light outside, though it's getting darker. The sunset about an hour ago, so I heard some owls tonight. I heard an owl or two. I think they're owls anyway. I booed them on Nama's account. If you have an opinion on what they are. But anyway. Alright, I must be almost out of time. Let's see. My gosh, I have 4 minutes and 20 something seconds left.
Oh, cool. It's my backpack.
Oh, dear. So, yeah, I mean, we did a tour of this cottage too, so you can check that out if you're interested. Oh, shush. What else can I tell you?
You work.
Yes, I've been working in the daytime. While Nama's been studying, I've been working. But it's only just, you know, it's just across the other side of the building, you know, the courtyard. So it's really close. Like, I can get over to where Nama is in, like, a minute. So that's really cool. And we have lunch together and stuff like that, which is nice. And we can send tweets to each other while I'm working and while she's supposed to be studying. so that's cool.
Yes. Keeps me sane, especially this week.
And yes. I had to replace my radio. I had a Sony Walkman. It was actually a Sony one. You know, with a tape thing. The tape thing has been out of commission for about 8 or 9 years. I've been using it as an AM/FM radio, but it's been falling apart, and now it's got to the point where I basically have to have it... If I have it properly together, the radio bit doesn't work. I have to have it a bit apart for the radio stuff to work. So I thought, this is a bit ridiculous. And the bit that's kind of apart is the door, so it's kind of... You know, it's in its kind of coming-off position, and depending on the exact fraction of an inch of where the door is placed, it depends how your reception is. So, yeah, it's very difficult to listen to anything. So I said, screw this. Need to buy something else. So I went looking around, and I bought a Roberts Radio 994. It's very cute. It's actually smaller than the one that I had. It's just a radio, which is what I wanted. It has AM, FM, and long wave, and it has a speaker in it as well, which is really, really cute, cool, and it is very cute. It's very little. And it has some very nice reception, particularly on the FM. Interestingly, and I have to look this up, but I thought the Radio 4 long-wave transmitter was in Scotland somewhere. And if it is, it's a bit of a worry, because I can actually pick up RTE1 better than I can pick up Radio 4 long-wave. I can pick up some other places from Europe on long wave, and AM, in fact, at night time, but not in the daytime. In the daytime, there's very little to pick up, in fact, on either of those bands, particularly on the AM, there's almost nothing to pick up. I can pick up BBC Scotland 8:10 AM on the AM if I've got it pointing the right way, but 5 Live is basically impossible to pick up, pretty much. That's very difficult to hear. Which is a shame. And I got to hear a little bit of BBC 4 long wave carrying the cricket, which I thought was cool. So now I have a decent radio again. So that is a good thing. And because there's very few very little in terms of moving parts, unless I do something stupid like drop it, I expect that I shall have it for a long, long time. So that is very cool. We're excited about that. I don't know.
I must be running out of time now.
Oh, I have 20 seconds left. Yes, I am running out of time. So I hope you put up with this ramble. I know it doesn't really make up for the 5 weeks that I haven't done, but anyway, I will try and do a boo sooner than the next 5 weeks. Okay. Bye. Time remaining. 6 seconds. Oh, I have 5 seconds left. 4, 3, 2, 1.